the Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
I was confident she was going to get a medal. She's a McSherry. Mona McSherry.
I'm writing myself into the history books. Yeah.
All the medal-winning reaction on Off the Ball. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, the All-Ireland Ladies Football Finals take centre stage in Croke Park. Can Kerry end a 31-year wait for the title? And Cora Staunton weighs in on who's going to win the senior decider. All roads lead to Croke Park for the All-Ireland Ladies Football Finals this coming Sunday. The senior game is between Kerry and Galway. Before that, the intermediate championship final is between Leitrim and Tyrone at 1:45. First up, the junior championship decider between Fermanagh and Louth at 11:45. Mayo legend Cora Staunton has been looking ahead to the senior game and says the pressure is all on Kerry.
Going to be no fear in that Galway team, and you know Kerry are really dying to go over the line.
The one big change, I guess, from 12 months ago is that Sheifa O'Shea is fully fit this time round. You know all about it, what she was trying to do last year and going out and playing in a final after what's a freaking ACL, was it 2-3 weeks yeah. beforehand, and she wanted to take the risk. But how big a difference does it make for Kerry actually having her back and a full proper preparation ahead of an All-Ireland final?
Yeah, it's huge. We still have to think, I think she's in the semi-final, she was only 10 months post her our operation, which in ACL terms, it's quite early, especially for a second one. So, she's been very good since she's come back. These extra weeks of training, even since the semi-final, will build her confidence, her performance in the semi-final. I think she's particularly needed because, Kerry have been very over-reliant on Louise Leigh-Mura-Hurtig over the last number of years, right throughout the championship campaign. And Louise has probably suffered a little bit of dip form in this season. Whether it's through injury or not, she hasn't been starting, has been coming on, and just hasn't been racking up the scores that we usually associate with her. So, yeah, certainly they need Sheifa back, because of her scoring prowess up there. The Kerry half-forward line for me is the one that Galway would really have to target. That's where, they have a lot of stars there. Captain Niamh Carmody, Niamh Ní Conaire, Hannah O'Donoghue. And that's the real line that I think that, that when the battle is there, that's where it's going to be won and lost. So, Kerry have six forwards, on their day can score, but I don't think they've been playing as well as they were previous to the All-Ireland final last year and even the year before. They drew with Donegal in the group stages. They just about got over the line against Armagh. I suppose when Armagh tested them earlier on, they went 5 points to one down. I fear for them if Galway go at them early, what their mental resilience is like, two All-Ireland defeats and two poor performances in All-Ireland final. So, I suppose if I was Daniel Moynihan and the Galway management team, you'd try to go out Kerry early and see what their mental resilience, because it's very difficult, to lose two All-Irelands, never mind being a third one, and be well down. So I think it's going to be a cracker in terms of that. There's going to be no fear in that Galway team. And, Kerry are, really dying to go over the line. They've kind of a lot of older players that have kind of said that this isn't their year. They're probably going to step away. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Kerry, probably not so much on Galway.
Here's Kerry's Louise Galvin looking ahead to Sunday's game.
Kerry football, the 31 years without an All-Ireland thing is definitely one of the most extraordinary statistics, I think, in Gaelic games right now, that it has gone that long for a Kerry football team.
I think if you don't believe you're going to beat these teams, sometimes that can be just you're mentally beaten before you take to the field.
Right.
But as well as that, there's definitely been a lot more investment. And not that it is all about investment, but, standards have improved certainly down in Kerry. And then the players' commitment to, like, this team at the moment, they could not give anymore. There's people missing weddings, whatever it is, left, right and centre, because they just have training. That's the standard we're at now. The management team there that have, they've been really good advocates for the players to get whatever they need to be able to perform, to be able to train. And look, there'll always be little bits that aren't there that you could compare to another team, or the easy comparison, which maybe isn't always the fairest, is to the men's. But at the same time, I think it's improving a small bit year on year. Access to things like, proper strength conditioning, nutrition, your psychological support, that all those little bits come together to allow the players to perform on the field. So it's certainly not a turnaround in 1 year. I think it's been something that's been building year on year, and it's the right people and the right jobs that are creating that. And then when you create a real positive environment, you have players that want to stay on playing. I mean, if Louise Never Hurtigs is something like her 17th season for Kerry, Lorraine Scanlon's probably at about 15, something like that. They wouldn't be still there if they weren't enjoying it, if they weren't seeing it improve year on year.
Now, if you missed the football pod this week, it's an absolute cracker. The lads were looking back on the All-Ireland final. And here's Paddy Andrews and James O'Donoghue on Galway's last play of the game.
When you lose a game by a point, there's a hell of a lot of moments in the game. And I'm not trying to, we don't want to throw anyone under the bus here, but when you lose a game, there's so many of those types of plays that they look back at those Galway players. You can see them after. They're hard to find.
How Galway, from that play that McDagas turned over, ended up out on the side when they had a 4v2, I'd say they had. Galway were too jiggy. Like, you always take it back to Dublin in their prime there. They score there. Do you know what I mean? If you're talking last play in All Ireland, we need a point, settle, you know, just do the right thing. They didn't. And They just got caught with it. Like, they didn't do the right thing. They looked too jiggy in those two situations.
James says that Dublin would have got the score there. My feeling watching it back was Johnny McGrath and Kieran Malloy, their body shape was just turned the wrong way. That there was space the other side. They gave it the wrong way. And McDade, unfortunately, whether he didn't have the legs, Creedy just eats him alive.
Brilliant turnover from Creedy. And that's Alan McDade, who is a power player for them as well. So you have to give credit to our man for that scramble defence, but there was probably maybe 2 to 3 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot, but believe me, it is at that stage of the game. And it just, you're right, they make like 2 or 3 wrong movements, moving away from goal, and that buys Creeley and their man defence time. But when Gleeson breaks it, we always had this thing, if you want a steal, it's on, go for goal. And then a point is like last resort. But just sprint at the goalpost, at the black spot. And then if you have to turn around, or if you're shifted out by it, there's brilliant defence, well, then we'll take a point. And it's a bit of a pain in the hole, but at least you've got a score.
But you're getting fouled there, Paddy, aren't you? Because in the Armada man's thing, it's like, the these fuckers are true on goals. They're going to win the All-Ireland. I'll take the foul.
But that was our mentality. And then maybe it's not natural, because you get a steal, you're like, okay, get a breath, we have the ball back. But it was always, we'd have worked as, if you turn them over on a kick out, it's the one time they ain't set. And as good as Armagh's biggest strength, we said, when they get bodies back, they're hard to break down. They're physical, they're well organised, and they're ruthless when they're defended. And just that opportunity.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday for the best Gaelic Games coverage. Become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.